details about the program, right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Shane. Shane, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You're just speaking with Giselle. She wanted me to get on the line here to kind of get you the details of the service, how it would work, everything that would be included. Of course, answer all of your questions. We are also running kind of a promotional rate here. I could make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Okay.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I definitely appreciate you taking the phone call, and I'll be very respectful of your time. I do have your file here in front of me, and you use Google yourself, right? You're probably also at least a little familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up. Yeah, we all use it as consumers when we need something and don't know who to call. And I know that your business is fairly new. You've kind of got the best of both worlds. I mean, obviously, decades of experience. We can easily promote you as the guy who knows what he's doing, the guy you should trust, the guy you should call. And since your business is fairly new, you do actually qualify for reduced pricing as a younger company. It is a month-to-month service, so there's no contract. Our job, of course, is to get your phone ringing. Make sure that you're one of the options that people see. They don't need to know the name of your company, but they're looking for excavation contractors. Dirt work, grading, resloping, site preparation, whatever it is. I mean, it looks like you do demolition as well. And the calls come to you, so it's not a lead-based service. You know, you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. We can easily cover that 30-mile radius. We can focus on specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you want to be found, and you're doing both residential and commercial. Did you, Shane, have any particular preference of one over the other, like a nice even mix?
More residential, but I get into small commercial stuff too.
Okay, so residential and some smaller commercial. I mean, obviously, when the calls come directly to you, you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Now, because you travel, this is going to be a comprehensive package. Like I said, we can easily cover your service area. This will include both local search engine optimization as well as a social media campaign. So, of course, you'll be on Google and Bing. You'll have a Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, paid Facebook ads too, and of course, like I said, it's all designed to get your phone ringing. Now, it is a reduced rate that we'd be applying here, but not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really just to make it more affordable, especially for younger companies. And Giselle says you have a website, but I'm not seeing it attached here. Is there an active website for your business at this point?
Yeah, slhawkexcavation.com.
Do you say SL?
SL Hawk, yes.
Gotcha. Excavating.com. Excavation.com. Oh, excavation.com. But it's Shane Hawk Excavating is the name of the company, right?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. So as far as pricing goes, it is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. You'd be looking at a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. Bring your rate down from what would normally been $599 a month to exactly $299. That $299 is the exact amount. Again, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees, of course, because the calls come directly to you. You will, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, of course, the calls come directly to you. Customers will be calling your number specifically and directly. It's going to almost always be someone who took the time to see your website and then made that conscious, informed decision to reach out to you directly and specifically. By the time they start dialing your number, it's usually because they want to work with you. They're hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, because it is month to month, obviously it's our job to make sure that you get your phone ringing quickly. Is this something you might want for your business at this point?
I've been considering it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's kind of where we all go as consumers when we don't know who to call. And for you, especially being that the business is officially fairly new, I mean, that's important. That's powerful. And of course, every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services for a different project, recommend you to their friends. You've already got the website. I'm looking at it right now. It's a nice website, obviously, you know, really informative about the services that you provide. People can easily call you. They can even see some photos of the work that you do. It's just about making it easier for people to find right now. And I mean no disrespect. Mm-hmm. Right now, your website's kind of like a digital business card. Basically, if people know the name of your company, if they get recommended to you by somebody else, maybe you've got branding on your service vehicle, they see it drive past. If they're looking for you directly and specifically, they will find this website. But I don't think you want just that. You want anyone in your service area who needs your services to see your website and see you as an option. Now, obviously, Shane, you will never be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And not everyone will decide to call you. But the ones that do, like I said, are going to make that informed choice to reach out to you directly. Now, tax write-off for all advertising, a lot of businesses that can or even advertising before the end of the year, as a tax write-off, but this is designed to get your phone ringing, designed to get your website out there. There's going to be $100 of Facebook ads. I know you've got a Facebook page. This is going to be paid Facebook ads as well that work a couple of ways. Of course, they target and retarget potential customers. So if anyone in your service area has ever gone on Google and Bing, especially recently, the next few times they go on their Facebook page, your ads will be right there front and center for them to see. And of course, you'll also have ads as part of the live stream of the people, residential and maybe light commercial clients that are in your service area. We can focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. And of course, that's just another great way to get your name out there. There's still the original $100 of Facebook ads that was part of the $599 package. I simply reduced the cost of the package. I did not reduce the Facebook ad spend. $100 goes a long way. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. That's about 400 clicks every month from someone who can find you on their Facebook page, find your website, and of course pick up the phone to call you. Unlimited for Google and Bing. You're in that local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. You'll be there 24/7. And like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Now the promotion that we're running, first of all, that 50% reduction in the cost, that's because you are a young company. But like I said, we can easily promote you as a guy with decades of experience. That is a fixed rate, by the way. It's not going to go up on you. The promotion that we're running for the holidays, we're waiving the setup fees. There's normally a setup fee associated with that first month. It does help us offset the cost of creating all the content. And we do a lot of heavy lifting, so to speak, in the beginning. And, of course, we continue to update, optimize, you know, the $100 of Facebook ads every single month. But looking long-term to earn your business. In fact, we've been around since 2004. I've been with the company myself since April of 2013, so that's over 11 and a half years. You'd be in really good hands with us. We have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, you know, I mean, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. So it makes sense for us, too, to make it affordable for you, looking long-term to earn your business and keep you a satisfied client, although it is a month-to-month service. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it would bill once a month for exactly $2.99. Like I said, we would waive that initial setup fee, so that's the out-the-door cost. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I don't know. $300 a month seems like a lot.
Well, I mean, you travel quite a bit, right? I mean, we want to cover your entire 30 miles. We have a package that would, you know, be without $100 of Facebook ads. That would be $199 a month, but it might only get you 20 miles. You know, it's designed for the local businesses and business and, you know, customers close to that. 20 miles is still a lot of opportunities, and, you know, $199 is a lot more budget friendly. There is one option here that I might be able to see if I can get to happen here for you, and I'm pretty sure I can. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for a long time. Our friends and family rate is right in the middle. It's $249, and that would still include the $100 of Facebook ads. Now, trying to keep it budget friendly, obviously, even at $299, it's still designed for even just one job to offset the cost of the service. It's below our operating cost already, even at $299, mm-hmm. meaning that we're going to spend more in that first month than that $299. We look long-term to earn your business. We would not have been able to keep our doors open for 20 years if we weren't able to keep our clients on board for the long-term, especially when we do, as we would be here, offering our services below what it would cost us to provide. But I'd be happy to see if I can get the friends and family rate applied here. I think that $249 package with the $100 of Facebook ads, that might be a better way to go for you. But, I mean, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. Obviously, $199 is a little bit more budget-friendly for you. We can always add Facebook ads in later on. You know how far you want to go, how much work you can take on, what the budget allows. You know, would that $249, if I can get it approved with the $100 of Facebook ads still included, be a better fit for you, or a local campaign at
$199? I'm inclined to go with the $199, but...
not a bad place to start. I mean, like I said, it might not get you right away the 30 miles. I mean, it's designed to kind of radiate outward. So like you'll get 20 miles, 25 miles to start. But if people are at the edges of that and they start clicking on your links and calling you directly, Google starts to realize that you're relevant and then your placement starts to expand outward there. And is it just you doing the work or do you have a couple of guys or a crew helping you out?
Just me. Yeah.
It is just you. Okay.
I get somebody to help me when I need, but yeah.
So you can get the help when you need it, but obviously kind of just you. You know, you're not looking to conquer the world and you're looking to keep it budget friendly. I think that $199 is a good way to go. Like I said, the reason I was talking about doing Facebook ads and that extra $100 of Facebook ads would be to take it all the way out to 30 miles, 35 miles, you know, if there are places beyond that. Like I said, we don't draw a big circle around you, so we can focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. And like I said, if you find that you still want more work, you know, we can always talk about adding Facebook ads later on, but I think that $199 and that local campaign is a good way to go. Like I said, you've already got that website. We just have to make it easier for people to find. It does look like the number that we're speaking on, Shane, is the number you want your customers to call. It's the one on your website. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Is it a smartphone, Mr. Hawk? Can you receive a text on that? Okay. I did see on your website the slhawk328@gmail.com. That's a good email address for you.
Yep.
Okay. Now, like I said, most of the time your customers just call you directly. Everything will have the click-to-call feature. We do use phone, text, and email to reach our clients. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Did you have any preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Email. Yeah.
Email? Okay. I'll put email preferred. And then the one thing I did want to ask you, and I do see on the Home Advisor Angie Lead, there's a physical address of 30 Ivy Drive, but your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer and no one really does come to you?
Right. That's just my shop. That's just where my home base is. So.
Gotcha. And that's kind of how Google expects things to be for service-based businesses. I mean, you're going to the customer. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront or a showroom. Actually, right. Google wouldn't want us to list that street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll be listed city and state, not even that 17815 zip code, and of course, certainly not that Ivy Drive street address. And then, like I said, we can target, you know, that greater area. You know, we'll target all 30 miles. You just might not be getting phone calls right away from 30 miles away, but certainly 20 miles away, 15 miles away. If there are places even right around the corner that you don't want to go, tell us that too. And we'll be specific about where we market your business. Focus here is going to be mostly residential, but I've also got light commercial down as long as it's something that you want to be able to go out and do. Again, you get those calls directly to you. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. It takes about 25, 30 minutes. One of our technicians will want to talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here, make sure that we know mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. The other thing I'm required to do here, Shane, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is the exact amount of $199, that we're waiving your setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. Before I do get that voice verification knocked out and schedule your follow-up call for that initial investment of just $199, Shane, how did you want to take care of that, sir? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
Visa.
On that card, is the middle initial of L on there? Is it first and last, middle initial, the business name? How does it appear, sir?
It's Shane, just under Shane L. Hall.
Shane L. Okay, you said it was a Visa card, Shane. That should start with the 4, all Visa cards do. Mr. Hawk, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4037-6617-8211-5602.
And the expiration month and year?
The expiration is 9/29.
9/2029, and the last 3 digits on the back of card.
188.
188. So I've got 188 on the back. I've got September or 09 of 2029. And then for the card itself, Shane, was that 40-37-66-17-82-11-56-02?
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the 30 Ivy Drive, 17815?
Yes.
Okay. So about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification, Shane, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation, our client support email address. You'll get that by email, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure.
Okay. So the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if you email them either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you will receive all of that information by way of email about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification. The automated system will send that out to you. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Hawk, there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification, or that we will go over in the voice verification in a second here. It's going to be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, I do have that voice verification pulled up. Again, you can stop me if you have any questions. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Hawk, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Shane, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Shane Hawk Excavating.
And that's exactly how I have that. Mr. Hawk, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Shane L. Hawk, owner.
Okay. Mr. Hawk, as the owner of Shane Hawk Excavation, or Excavating, I should say, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Mr. Hawk, it says to get results as fast as possible, Shane, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customer, Shane. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Facebook page. We're aware of the Home Advisor, Angie Leads. No conflict with any of that. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Shane, we are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create online content for your business, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Hawk, that's fair enough, right?
Correct.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, both reducing the cost of the service as well as waiving the setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 24th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Shane, that $199 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges, of course, there's no lead fees, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, etc. It is, like I said, month-to-month, recurring billing on the 24th of the month. The exact same amount of $199, again, that rate will never go up unless at some point down the line you say, hey, we talked originally about Facebook ads. Can we get that going? In which case it would go up. In this case, I put in the notes just $50 to $49 if you wanted to add $100 of Facebook ads down the road. But you have to let us know. Otherwise, it's going to bill at $199 as an exact amount moving forward. Month to month, no contract. Again, that's completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved, or pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can pause it for any reason. You can even pause it seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Shane, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Hawk, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Shane, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, our automated system will send you that confirmation email with our client support information on there. It will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, you don't have to try to log in right now. We do have to do your client interview for there to be something to track. You can log in at any time, but it's probably going to give you a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Now, we can do your client interview today if you've got time. I could do 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. It looks like we are booked out at 6 o'clock. But would 4 or 5 work out for you today, or would we be looking out till Thursday since we'll be out of the office tomorrow?
Probably Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday. We could do as early as 10 or as late as 6, just the one exception when everyone takes their lunch break at 3 o'clock. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or very late in the day?
Probably later in the day.
Later in the day? Okay, we schedule by the hour. The call takes about half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer. We've got 4, 5, or 6 o'clock on Thursday.
Probably 5 o'clock.
5? Okay. We'll schedule it for 5. 1 hour window, call takes about half an hour. Usually gets to you right at or shortly after the hour. So in this case, right about 5 o'clock, our technician will be calling you. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have, and then hand it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open. Either way, they'll call you. They'll take really good care of you. They'll have your file. One other thing I did want to do real quick here, just a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security, a simple question and answer. Shane, if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Shane Hawk Excavating, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And this is important too, especially like a week or two from now. If you start getting phone calls from anyone other than a potential customer, especially if they say they're Google or if they say they're Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't tell you that basically right away, it wouldn't be us. Don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you, Shane, and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us for sure. You don't even have to ask them if they know the answer to the security question. The voice verification was already recorded and, of course, attached to your account as that added form of protection for you. It clearly states it only bills on the 24th and only for $199. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Shane, which of those would you want for your security question?
The city.
City. And then what is the answer?
The Bloomsburg.
Bloomsburg? Okay. Just type it in
twice,
but you're all set there. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got 3 emails here.
Yep, let me just refresh my system. So one of them is your welcome email. That's the confirmation email I was talking about before. It's got your login credentials. Your username cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way, but it is designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us also to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number. The area code's included, but it's just numbers. No dashes, spaces, parentheses. Your username, of course, then is 570204-9132. Looks like your default password is SEM splash. That's all lowercase, no space, SEM splash. You can change your password at any time. One of the other emails that you got is action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Everyone gets that. It's an automated email, but it doesn't have to be everything on there. If you can send us a few photos there, it does help us to expedite the process. Any photos of tools or equipment, service vehicle, obviously there's not like a physical storefront, that's okay. Any photos of like a business card? Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes.
Okay, so if you can send us that, that'll help us as well. Some of it we'll be able to use to promote for your business. Others we just have to have on file for it to be Google compliant. The one I did want you to see for sure, though, is the other one. The one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked. It'll go to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You can scroll through that. I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything, but Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will be choosing Bing over Google. We certainly want you to get those opportunities, so we will be mirroring the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all of that and then some. The website is included. So if you ever find that your website is going to be down for more than a week or so, it takes us about 5 or 7 days to put a website up in its place just as a placeholder. We can have it up and going for you as long as you need it. There's no cost for that. Just let us know if you need it. Obviously, we would be promoting your existing website. There's a long line that goes across, a couple of boxes below it. We do want you to click them both, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name. It is case sensitive. In fact, it needs to be an exact match. So the S, L, and H are all capitalized. There is no period after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before your name or after it. But once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored box. If you are on your smartphone, you may in fact need to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on. But once you click on it, it does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waive your setup fee, etc. It does also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that anything that's out there is accurate and, of course, to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Shane, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and password. Like I said, you do not need to go that next step just now. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither which is true. We do have to do your client interview first, but shortly after that, you'll get a text and email letting you know that your tracking system is already active. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Your follow-up call is scheduled for 5 o'clock on Thursday. You'll receive at 4 o'clock a reminder email, and I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. It's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Of course, your username basically is your phone number. Shane, and any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include your phone number or your username. That really helps us expedite the process of getting everything pulled up and forwarded out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. Photos, PHOTOS, photos at localsplash.com. I'm sure our technician on Thursday will give you that email as well. You can always email the photos team directly, but you can send anything and everything to that support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department to take care of the rest for you. Other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website in front of more eyes, and get your phone ringing. Of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. I do hope that I am in between phone calls on Thursday when our technician gives you a call at 5. But you take care. Happy holidays to you. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hawk. Take care. Have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.